Simen Vov Halacha Beis. Yesh Noigim Lahamtim Lebrach Antilas Yadayim Ad Boim Lebeis HaKnesses. Some make the bracha Antilas Yadayim only after they go to the shul, and they make the bracha in the shul. Now, this is a very big chiddush, because generally you're supposed to make the bracha immediately after you do the Antilas Yadayim. So first of all, Mishmaru says it's only if he's planned to go immediately after washing his hands in the shul. He's planned to learn in between, or he's going to talk about other things in between, then for sure you not do that. The Maisa, a Mesadrim, Oisim, a Shah Brachas. And over there they say with the other Brachas, Mesvad, Lainog, who came. The Mesvad do not do that. And the Maisa, Mishmaru brings that the Askama, the Achrein, is better not to make the Sepsik. And therefore, one who washes his hands after he gets fully dressed and went to the bathroom, then he washes his hands and he'll make Netilas Yadayim, and then also make Asher Yotzeh if he went to the bathroom, or even if he didn't go to the bathroom, if he got up in the morning. And also, Lachatchila, you should say afterwards, Elikai Nishoma, because Lachatchila, the two should be together, Asher Yotzeh with Elikai Nishoma. Says the Rambam, HaKopon Leivach Beis Pomin. If he did make a bracha at home on the Netilas Yadayim, he should make it a second time. If he made a bracha at home, he shouldn't make another bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. If you plan to make a bracha in shul, don't make it at home. If he's planning to do some davening or learning at home, then like we said before, from the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't have that big hefset. Even in such a case that there are those that push it off till later on. Like we said, the preferred minhag is to say it at home after one washes his hands.